The group of eight leading industrialized countries is strongly urging North Korea and Iran to halt their nuclear programs. And the group says the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction and terrorism are the preeminent threats to world security. The annual G8 summit, which ends on Tuesday, also saw President Bush and French President Jacques Chirac signal that they are ready to put their feud over the U.S.-led war in Iraq behind them. The G8 urged North Korea to, in its words, visibly, verifiably, and irreversibly dismantle any nuclear weapons programs it may have. It said the country's uranium enrichment and plutonium production programs are a clear violation of its international obligations. The G8 also addressed Iran's suspected effort to develop nuclear weapons, saying the Islamic Republic must accept more intrusive United Nations inspections without conditions. Iran denies seeking atomic weapons, but the G8, as President Chirac points out, suspects otherwise.
La perspective d'acquisition d'un armement nucléaire par l'Iran est une préoccupation pour tout le monde.
Mr. Chirac says the prospect of Iran acquiring nuclear weapons is a matter of concern for all of the G8 countries. He says that concern was particularly underlined by Mr. Bush, but that everyone else shared it. And he says it is the G8's hope that through diplomatic means, Iran can be persuaded to accept the controls that are necessary in this case. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi told reporters at another briefing that despite strong U.S. concerns over the Iranian nuclear program, President Bush assured his G8 colleagues that Washington has no intention of undertaking military action against Iran. The G8 says the world community needs to use arms inspections, export controls, and other unspecified measures under international law to tackle the threat of weapons proliferation. The warning on weapons came the same day that Presidents Bush and Chirac staged a public reconciliation after their bitter feud over the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Mr. Bush said having disagreements does not mean that they must be disagreeable with each other. Mr. Chirac said the G8 countries, which produce about one-half of global wealth, are confident that an economic recovery will kick in later this year, now that the Iraq war and the uncertainty it caused are over. Roger Wilkerson, VOA News, Evian, France.